Hi, Good Life family. It's Chloe, and today I'm going to be reading Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. And your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. Through my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, sprouting malicious accusations. I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Thanks so much for that, Chloe. Really appreciate you sharing that reading with us. Scripture is often written, and many times, from people who are in tough times. It's oftentimes written from people who are in uncertain days. And there's always a subset of people within Scripture, within a nation group or a people group, who choose to never give up on hope. David, the author that we've just heard from Chloe, the psalmist, he too is in a time of uncertainty. He describes this time as where people, his enemies, are waiting to devour him. Yet even in this, he has the audacity to say, I will remain confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Such a statement of hope in uncertain days. See, we too, we're in uncertain days today. We're in social isolation in our homes, and we don't know when this is going to come to an end. So there's a great deal of uncertainty that we are facing as well. Now, I'm a pretty avid surfer, and I've learned a few lessons through surfing that I really feel have been helpful for me as I've been in these times of social isolation. And the first thing that I've learned is that surfing, it invites us to, and it really demands a position of surrender. Now that might seem a little bit odd, but surfing really does, because when you're in elements and when you engage in the ocean and being in the ocean, there is a level of surrender that's required. Surrendering to the tides, surrendering to the swells, surrendering to the swell directions. There's so much uncertainty and sometimes chaos in the ocean that it's important to surrender to those environments. I'm reminded of a time where Demi and I were in Hawaii. And she was reading a book on the beach, and I was out surfing in the waves. And I wasn't with her at the time, but she describes it as this rogue wave that came from nowhere. Now, keep in mind, I was out in the surf, and so the tide must have come in, or something must have happened, but it completely washed all over her, and her Birkenstocks started floating out into the ocean, and luckily, her phone was actually on top of her Birkenstocks, so she's scrambling after her phone. But the wave just came from nowhere, she said. There's a danger when we're around the ocean. I've been reminded this when I've been with Mercia around the ocean. Even in these times when it looks calm, it's still a dangerous environment. And in that surfing world, we're invited to surrender ourselves to that. If you're surfing large waves, you're literally putting your life in the hands of chaos and the movements of the ocean. See, in these times that we're in, we're invited to surrender as well. Many of us are surrendering our social gatherings, we're surrendering parties, we're surrendering the ability to go out on date nights to our favorite restaurants. And us here in the Good Life community, we're surrendering a gathering of people where we can tangibly touch and embrace one another. And that's hard to do. But we do this not with the hopes of catching an epic wave. We do this with the hopes of saving lives. Because so much is beyond us right now. But in that place, we can still surrender. Like David, we can surrender the illusion of control and trust in God. I'm sure that many of us were not invited to sit with the PM and the National Cabinet to determine the way forward for our nation right now. But we do have agency. And what I mean by that is we do have an invitation to affect our immediate surroundings, to affect our immediate environment. The other thing that surfing's taught me is to be aware of my environments. Yes, we surrender ourselves to things that are beyond our control, but it's still important to be aware of what's going on. See, there's two options usually when we face these kinds of things. And one of the options is to just bury our heads in the sand, to not be aware of it, to just ignore it, pretend it's not happening. The other is to obsess over it, to throw ourselves into it so much so that it creates anxiety and also worry. And these are sometimes things when we face a pandemic, which I've never faced before, and I'm sure many of you have never faced before, that we can kind of sometimes go down one of these two options. But the invitation for us here is to be aware. A really good example of this is a people group in Scripture, and they were called the Berean Jews. The Berean Jews were different from the other Jews in that they didn't approach life in a way where they were looking for their bias to be confirmed. What I mean by that is they weren't listening to someone to the extent that they would have what they already believed be affirmed by that person. They really listened to that person and were even open to the viewpoint that they had already established being challenged. This is so different than many of the other Jews at that time. We see this with the religious leaders in Jerusalem. They clearly made the decision that Jesus is not the Messiah. And then many other subsets of Jewish faith followed that same decision. Many other people didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah and chose to persecute people who preached that he was. But the Berean Jews were different. We see in Acts 17 what they did when they heard about the apostles preaching that Jesus was the Messiah. Because of their awareness of God going before them, they looked at the Old Testament scriptures. And Acts 17 says that they examined the scriptures to see if these things that the apostles were saying about Jesus were true. The most beautiful thing is that they found them to be true. And it says then that many of them believed in Jesus Christ being the Savior of humanity. That awareness of what had gone on before and the awareness of the moment they were in now led them to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. I find this fascinating. The openness in the awareness was key to them seeing and understanding that Jesus was the Messiah. Now we too were invited to be aware of our outer surroundings, the things that are external to us, but also the things that are going on within us. The anger, the frustration, the doubt, the fears. Don't judge these feelings, but it's important to be aware of them. Because if we're not aware of them, they'll direct us and they'll lead us without us even knowing it. But it's in being aware of them that we can pause, we can breathe, we can take a moment and make a more informed decision and hopefully a healthier choice. The other thing that surfing has taught me is how important it is to be positioned right. There's no point in going out into the surf and just paddling around aimlessly. You're never going to catch the great wave. It's so important to be positioned in the lineup well so that you can position yourself to catch a great wave. What I'm invited to ask myself in these times, and this question of positioning is really important to me right now, because I've been asking myself, well, what am I positioning myself towards? What am I focusing on? And what are my priorities that I'm really leaning into at this time? A few weeks ago, as we were leading into Easter, I was reading through the account of Jesus before he went to the cross. And the Apostle John, in the Gospel of John, he tells us a pretty interesting thing about Jesus. Jesus was hanging out with his friends and the night before he went to the cross. And John makes a point of really driving home something. And it's this statement that I haven't been able to ignore ever since I read it. It sounds simple, but it's quite profound. John, as he's surmising and in looking at what Jesus is saying and the actions of Jesus, he says these words, he loved them to the end. Jesus loved his followers to the end. And John, he wanted us to know that. He wanted his readers to know that. Jesus positioned himself towards people. Jesus prioritized people. That was the main thing that Jesus prioritized. And I wonder if now, this whole pandemic and this season of uncertainty, is it giving us an opportunity? Perhaps it's giving us an opportunity and a gift to ask ourselves and allow the Spirit of God to reposition us. What does God want to reposition? What does God want to reorient? How might our lives be reoriented in this time? Towards people? I don't know what that looks like for you, but I wonder if that's an important gift that might be beneath this whole pandemic situation. See, Craig and our team wrote a song a while ago that was based off the life of a man named Job, a man who lived in Scripture, a man who was well acquainted with surrender, who was deeply aware of his limitations, but who also positioned himself in trust towards God. We're so privileged to have Jordy and Aubrey lead us in this song from their places of social isolation as they're literally in quarantine, waiting and trusting in the Lord.
You are my God.
Thanks so much for leading us in that space, Jordi and Aubrey. And welcome home, guys. We're so glad that you've made it home safely. The last thing that I've learned through my journey of surfing is the importance of presence. This may sound silly, but I can't tell you the amount of surfs that I've missed out on because I simply wasn't there. I said I'd be there. I told my friends that I'd wake up, that I'd get up early and go with them, but I chose differently. I chose to sleep in. See, this reminds me that presence really is everything. One of the key features that identified the apostles who went around the world sharing the message of the gospel, something that identified them and gave them great authority was the fact that they'd been with Jesus. The Pharisees and the many people said, these guys are unschooled, they're unlearned men. How come they have the ability to have this authority? But they'd been with Jesus and they had the Spirit of God dwelling within them. See, during this time of the COVID and all the things that are going on, I want to remind you that Jesus is here with us. The Spirit of God is with us. And Jesus' Spirit is with us that we might be present and with people around us. The people who are closest to my proximity right now are my family. It's been incredible, hasn't it? I've been driving around the neighborhood and seeing, going to shops and that, but I've been seeing how people, dads have been with their children. Mothers and fathers and children have been together, and I've seen more families out and about and doing things together than I've ever seen before. I wonder if this isn't another question that we're being asked right now. And maybe it's a time to reassess our presence. How present are we truly? How much are we investing our lives in those spaces? Body, soul, and mind, fully present. Working at home has been pretty tough, I'm not gonna lie. Productivity hasn't been the greatest, but I've also received such a gift, and it's been such a beautiful time being with Demi and Mircea. I've been found in many moments that I normally wouldn't be found in, and I've treasured them. And if you've been following me on social media, you've probably been seeing some of the things I've been witnessing. It's truly been beautiful. But like I said earlier, I wonder if this time that we're in isn't inviting us to reassess what are we giving our presence to. I think about oftentimes when people pass away, the achievements, they're not necessarily the things that people remember. They're not necessarily the things that last. It's oftentimes those moments that you had with that person. Those are the moments that live on. Those are the moments people remember. So I wonder if there isn't a gift that this whole pandemic is giving us. And it's a reminder to surrender and trust God, to be aware of our surroundings, and to invite the Spirit of God into allowing us to reposition our lives to be more present with the people who are closest to us. Thanks so much for joining us. We love you guys. And hey, stay safe in the ocean, and we'll see you next week.